from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, an original song and a discussion on sexual harassment. But first, here's a story from Youth Radio's Valeria Araujo on how her relationship with her brother has changed her.
When my brother Lorenzo was 3, he started falling behind most kids his age. He couldn't speak, make eye contact, or comprehend yes-no questions. I remember watching my parents react in opposite ways. My mom was desperate to find out what was going on with Lorenzo. My dad was in denial. At that time, I was 5 years old and so confused. Why were my parents paying less attention to me? Why were they arguing? I dreaded coming home from school every day. My family lost our sense of a normal routine because we were trying to accommodate my brother. After running many tests, Lorenzo was diagnosed with autism. Even though I was only a kid, I started going to his weekly doctor's visits. My mom says I know my brother better than anyone. I know the foods he hates and the environments that make him uncomfortable. Before he learned how to communicate with words, I knew what he was trying to say through the noises he made. My brother is now 14. He can speak in full sentences, read and write, and manage his emotions. While I was there to support him, he made all of this progress himself. But since I entered high school, my brother has noticed that I'm not home as much. I have soccer practice, volunteer work, and an interest in journalism. I can tell he's worried about losing me. In 2 years, I'll graduate from high school, and I'm not sure about my college plans. I dream of flying 2,000 miles away to Chicago to study journalism, but my brother is always in the back of my mind. A big part of me feels obligated to stick around. I'm different from most 16-year-olds because of Lorenzo, but I don't resent him. Having a younger brother with autism has given me a deep sense of responsibility. Watching him grow, even flourish, has been one of my greatest joys. With a perspective, I'm Valeria Araujo.
That was a piece produced by Youth Radio in Oakland, California. Now, members of the Crunk Movement Artists Collective perform a song entitled I See a King.
Yeah, yo, what I say,
yeah.
They don't know nothing about me,
they don't know nothing about me, they look at me as a slave, I look at myself and I see a king, they don't know nothing about me, they don't know nothing about me, they look at me as a slave, I look at myself and I see a king, they don't know nothing about me, they don't know nothing about me. They look at me as a slave, I look at myself and I see a king.
They don't know nothing about me, mathematics, sacred geometry. They do not know about the signs of the stars and the keys that unlock doors to free destiny. I am the Lord that you see, but you know my dreams got that sneeze. Diamond ring on my queen, gold chain on my neck, cause I come from the king.
Yeah,
they don't know nothing about me. Yes, in the G-O-D.
Indeed.
I am the one who has never been seen, and I will continue my dream.
Yeah.
I really wanna be.
Really wanna be.
If Christ was in me,
Christ was in me.
I do this for my God, do it for a bar, do it for my king.
Yeah.
They don't know nothing about me. Honestly lost in their common sense. They don't know nothing about me. I be a king and y'all just stay pondering. They don't know nothing about me. Thinking they know my culture. Trying to make me okay with my people dying and we can't even grow older, yeah.
Yeah,
they don't know nothing. nothing about me. They don't know nothing about me. They look at me as a slave. I look at myself and I see a king. They don't know nothing about me. They don't know nothing about me. They look at me as a slave. I look at myself and I see a king.
They think they know me so well. They got some stories to tell. They think I'm one of your average gangs. I rap niggas that sit in the cell. I'm an independent younger with a mission. I've been trying to get it since the age of nine. Never had to sit in, only said the written. Never had a limit, all I have is time.
They don't know nothing about me. And yeah, I'm 16, set free, say my peace for the king, kings, my veins royalty. If they see what I see and they know what I know, they would know what I mean. Been through some things, been through the struggle, I still see a king. Converted and changed, it was cause of the king.
Yeah, they don't know nothing about me. Living Martin Luther's dream. Yeah, they don't care about us. Went to the bar, to the pond, to a king.
Yeah,
y'all delusional. Open your eyes so you finally see. Everyone's beautiful. Please give a man your design to be free.
Yeah, I'm from the streets, I was working my wrist with a ball and a mic and a reason to quit. I'm a queen, that's a script and a reason I spit. Cause they think I'm a slave, but I've been in the mix. Escaped off the grits, got the mic and I flipped and I snapped. Ain't no clean and fit, cause I'm black, that's a reason I miss. On a gene, that's a gift. See, that's the issue, that's whack.
Assuming I can't be all that I can be. Thinking that I won't end up on top. You can't look at me with that mentality. Turn around, prove you wrong. They don't know what minds are hypnotized by. Their lies and stereotypes. They're bound by souls full of hatred. Intimidated by our legacy.
Yo, they don't know nothing about me. See, I'm trying to let go. Bigger things don't last, but they try to hold me down. Put me back with no strap. But real hip hop, it don't crack. And they don't know nothing about us. See, they think that we the same. They don't show us no love. They think that we animals. Call us some buzz. Cause we standing on the corner, man. They think that we the plug.
They don't know nothing about me.
Nope.
I'm a black kid with a dream.
Dream.
I do it all with the team. I put it on the ground and look what I mean.
Oh.
Black kid in the higher league.
Higher league.
Shout out to my family tree.
Family tree.
I wish they would stop being blind and keeping their mind. I got the
hey, kid. Yo, they don't know nothing about me. I'm sure with the beat, I'll keep working till I am the blind. My mama told me I'm a queen. So pass me the crown and I promise I'm taking it all. I'm finna take all my shine. I am the best. Been through the struggle, got ass on my chest. Not losing, I'm moving. Been waiting for greatness. This life I've been chasing. I'm way above
blessed. Yeah, they don't know nothing about me.
They don't know nothing about me.
They look at me as a slave. I look at myself and I see a queen. They don't know nothing about me.
They don't know nothing about me.
They look at me as a slave. I look at myself and I see a queen.
They don't know nothing about us.
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 Yeah.
This song was recorded live from the Center of Life's 2015 summer concert in Hazelwood. On our last segment, participants of the Black Girls Equity Advocacy and Leadership Alliance gathered at the third annual Gwen's Girls Equity Summit. Those girls discussed their personal experiences with sexual harassment and potential solutions.
Sexual harassment.
I was downtown one day with my aunt. I was going to her house. So my body looks older than I am. I was walking and these old men were at the bus stop. And I see them noticing that like I don't look my age. So I'm just minding my business. I'm keep walking. And I guess like he said something and I didn't hear it. And my aunt heard it. She was like, she's underage. And he was like, sorry, I didn't know. But the fact that like that happened so much, like that's happened to me like 5 times. So, like, I just be like, all right, they're looking, they're not touching me, they're not. So, I just going about my business.
I was downtown with my friends, and, you know, this man was walking past, and I had on shorts because it was hot outside, you know. And that's when he wanted to get around me, but, like, instead, he put his hands by my waist and told me to move and say, oh, yeah, you kind of thick there and stuff like that. And, like, me, I was just like, whoa. So, like, I actually went inside the store, and I told him how I felt.
Every day, there is a man who knows that he is much older than me and is not in my age group. And I've been looked at, touched, called this. I've been cussed out downtown at the bus stop because I was wearing leggings and I didn't want to be stared at. Yesterday, walking home from work, a man was all up in my behind. And I like cussed him out about it. And he said, well, it's there. Like, oh, and you see me with the book bag and you see me with the banner and you see me with the textbook and the hair. And you can see that I'm not in your age range. And it's just, I feel like one of the big issues is how young women are scared when they encounter a group of black men instead of feeling like they're safe and they have someone there to protect them.
I feel like girls should not be in abusive relationships because that's just a waste of time.
Yes, because I just seen a girl get beat up by her boyfriend the whole time, got spit on, punched on. Went back with him this year. That's stupid. What's the point of getting back into that? She can die like that. What's the point? Girl got beat up at the bus stop down the street from me. Got beat up in school, in front of school, in the back of the school, in the houses, parties.
What happens in the household, like mothers teaching their sons, like you can't be doing stuff like that, you know? I think that it would have a different impact. I think if parents actually call out on what their sons are doing, and like actually preaching to them, like, look, don't be acting like a female putting your hands on another girl. Don't be trying to make another girl feel embarrassed just because you want to get a couple laughs from your friends. I just feel like it should start from home.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation. And was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.